Indeed it is, and part of our election coverage has been to bring you the big names running for the big positions in the various metros. But we thought we'd do something a little different today. We're bringing you the youngest ward councillor candidate in the city of Tshwane, and she wants to take on an area that is currently controlled by the DA. Boitumelo Tage is 25 years old and, of course, is, as I say, a councillor, a candidate for the ANC. Boitumelo, good morning to you. Thank you so much for your time.
Good morning, Bongani. Thank you so much.
People are looking at young people in this election, and I suppose we do it perhaps at every election, and we talk about youth apathy. What made you want to get involved?
I felt a strong need to be a representation of young people within the city of Tshwane, and I felt that it was important that my activism, you know, reaches as many people as possible. We really want young people to be heard, and their voices truly matter.
I'm intrigued that you as a young person want to get involved as part of the ANC. Many people will say, looking at what the governing party has done in this country over the last 27 years, your entire lifetime, where a lot of things have gone backwards, why the ANC?
I think the ANC currently speaks to young people, if you look at it closely.
How?
And they've also selected young people to be ward councillor candidates. I think 25% of the councillor candidates are young people under the age of 35, which speaks to the generational mission and which speaks to the idea that the ANC believes in young people. And I personally believe that the ANC, should young people be given these opportunities, even in the next elections, will be able to drive the narrative forward that change is possible and change is going to happen.
Critics will say that's just rhetoric. The ANC has all but decimated the education system in this country. Young people have very little chance of getting a job in South Africa, even if they've completed higher education. Many are languishing in their homes. We've got a very high youth unemployment rate, and many will point directly at the ANC and say, hang on, this is not a party that takes the youth seriously. It's certainly not a party that's delivering for our young people.
Yes, the unemployment rate is quite high across the country, and not just in the city of Tshwane, but it's one of the points that we speak to within our ward, where we want to address youth unemployment, and how we wish to do that is through providing young people with access to opportunities to fund their businesses.
You know, how are you going to do that?
Young people within the ward are very educated, they are intelligent, they are vibrant, and I believe that assisting them with getting NYDA funding and other sorts of funding for their businesses. A lot of young people in the ward have car washes. A lot of young people in the ward have innovative ideas that, you know, could generate an income and actually contribute to the local economy. So should they be provided with these opportunities through the NYDA, through other sort of business funding, they'd be able to, you know, make a difference within their own lives, and that would also assist the local economy.
Boitumelo Tage, good luck to you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for talking to us. She's 25 years old. She's hoping to dislodge the DA in that Ward 98 in the city of Tshwane. She's 25 and she is involved in the political process. Many young people are said to be apathetic and disinterested because they just don't see this as a way of bringing about change. Are you convinced that the ANC is the party for young people? She says it speaks to the generational mission, or do you hear a lot of rhetoric?